honest with you, Crawley, I didn't even know if I wanted to get a dog. I don't even know if I was allowed to get a dog, you know, because I'm a vegan. Do you know what I mean? We're supposed to love animals. Are you allowed to keep one prisoner? I don't know. Are there any vegans in?
Do you know?
I keep reading about how vegans are taking over, and then I do these shows, and I say, "Are there any vegans in?" And there's only ever three of them, and it sounds like they're sat together. It is. Do you know what I think is actually more popular than veganism in this country? Hating vegans. I actually think that's the big movement. Who here hates vegans? Yeah, so passionate. So she's got the fucking arm up. You know we're better for the planet, don't you? You cheese and meat-eating motherfuckers. You know that? Anyone here worried about the planet? Global crisis, Crawley, couldn't give a shiny shit. Couldn't give a shiny shit. I get it, it's very difficult, isn't it? Because, you know, you want to care about the environment, but it's nice out. You know, it's a difficult thing to engage with. It's probably going to get better before it gets worse. I've heard Glasgow's going to be like Barbados for a couple of weeks. Difficult, I get it, because you've got your own problems. You've got problems that are affecting you immediately. How can you care about the environment? I mean, I wish I gave more of a shit. Like, I do give a shit, but I don't give enough of a shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wish I gave more of a shit. Like, I don't want the planet to come to an end, obviously. But I also can't be asked to rinse out a yoghurt pot. So I'm just stood there in the morning in my dressing gown, just like, sorry, Earth. I can't fucking do that. Listen, I know that as soon as I started talking about being vegan, your arsehole's all clenched up and you thought he's going to start banging on about that. I understand that. I'm not judging you if you're not vegan, OK? I do find it upsetting that non-vegans don't like vegans. I'll be honest with you, I do find it a little bit upsetting. And there's some reasons why. You think we're humourless, you think we're sanctimonious, you think we think we're better than you, which we are. You know, there's all these things that people get annoyed about. And there is, of course, the big vegan lie. But for some reason, vegans don't want to own up to this. But I'm going to tell you straight up now, the food is shitter. All right, vegan... Incredible that would get a round of applause. But vegan food, it is shitter. It is shitter. There's no getting... I mean, it's getting better, but it is shitter. And for some reason, vegans don't want to admit that. They don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to... Honestly, give it a go. Honestly, try it. There's no difference. Honestly, give it a go. There's no sacrifice. Honestly, try it. Honestly. Honestly, give it a go. Coconut bacon tastes just like real bacon. You should try it. Jackfruit tastes just like pork. You should give it a go. Honestly. Vegan cheese, you can't tell the difference. No, you can't tell the difference between it and smegma. Right, you can tell the difference between it and cheese. It doesn't taste anything like cheese. It doesn't taste like it's met cheese. Doesn't taste like it used to have cheese as a pen pal. It's fucking horrible. I mean, I say that on stage, right? And in a couple of weeks' time, I get a message from somebody going, Ramesh, heard you on stage at the Hawth and that you hadn't found a vegan cheese that you like. Well, me and a couple of friends have opened up a little vegan cheesery. And we would love the opportunity to help you change your mind. And then I give them my address, and 2 weeks later, some dog shit comes from my letterbox. I can't tell whether it's vegan cheese or a racist attack, all right? Because vegan cheese is shabarunk. It's fucking horrible. There are certain things that I think you're hypocrites about, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, I'm a hypocrite as well, but I do think you're hypocrites. One of the things... I'll tell you why I think you're hypocrites. Non-vegans who judge other countries for eating different animals. Who do you think you are? Just, oh my God, I can't believe they eat that. They just chose a different set of... Oh my God, they eat dogs. So what? They've just got a different set of rules. Why are you better than them? People up in arms about the dog-eating festival in China. Do you know how many dogs die in that festival every year? A few thousand. Do you know how many turkeys die in this country in December alone? About 10 million, right? But nobody gives a shit because turkeys are fucking hideous, all right? You don't get guide turkeys, right? So nobody gives a shit. You see a dog, oh, that's adorable. See a turkey, oh, get the fuck away from me, you feathered demon. Imagine. if another country decided to call us out for our turkey consumption. How embarrassing that would be. The appeal, just every year in the UK, millions of turkeys are killed for Christmas dinner. And you know the saddest thing about it? Nobody really likes the taste. In fact, they hate it so much, they take food they would rather eat and stuff it into the arsehole of the original animal. That's why you're hypocrites. Here's why I'm a hypocrite. I'm a vegan, but I love trainers. Like, I love them. And it's a difficult situation because you're trying to find trainers that haven't got animal products in. If it's not in the leather, it's in the glue. It's just a nightmare. And, you know, Nike and Adidas and companies like that, they do have certain vegan ranges, but then they do vegan trainer companies, but they've all got broccoli in the logo and stuff. Like, I don't want to buy that shit. So I have to research. And, like, you know, I know for a fact, thanks to the research I've done, that no animals have come to any harm for the shoes that I'm wearing tonight, right? But I also know for a fact that some Bengali kids probably did, right? And that is... it's a difficult conundrum, isn't it? What do you do? Google images of both and sort of decide what you think's cuter, I suppose.
Watch Romesh Ranganathan, The Cynic, only on Netflix.